Hi, everybody. Thank you for sticking it out and being here with us. My name is Molly DeMarco. I am at the Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. It's our Prevention Research Center at UNC Chapel Hill. I'm presenting today on behalf of an ongoing partnership. Most of our partners were unable to stay this long into the conference, but Dr. Alexandra Lightfoot is here. Hey, Alex. So I'm going to be presenting, like I said, on this ongoing partnership. Some of the co-presenters, or not co-presenters, unfortunately, but Alex and myself. Albert Walker is from a partnership that I'll be talking about. Melvin Jackson is one of our community experts. I'll tell you a little more about that. Chanel B. and Amber Haley are also part of another partnership. And Katie and Kate are with another partnership that I'll be talking about. So, but you've got me. And we have no relationships to disclose. I'm going to be talking about our charrette process. It is a community academic partnership consultation process, a model that was developed among our academic and community partners at UNC, and some work also done with Vanderbilt University through our combined CTSAs, which you've heard about those from other presenters today. A little information about our consultation. It's a facilitated process where community and academic members of a partnership come together. They let us know in advance what issues they want to talk about, and they can be in any stage of their partnership. They could be just starting out. They could be long, ongoing partnerships that have just reached a point where they need some consulting, some advice, so they bring their questions to us. We developed a community research fellow position. That's someone that's a boundary spanner, so it's someone who has done lots of work both in the community and within academics and can sort of walk both lines. That person helps facilitate our consultation. We also engage two community experts. These are folks who have been doing partnered research with academics for quite a long time, and also one academic expert, similarly someone who's been doing CBPR for quite a while, to provide that consultation. And we also have made sure that we're paying our community experts equitably. We worked with them to figure out what the pay should be, and we pay $50 an hour for their preparation and participation in the consulting process and the recommendations report that is developed afterwards. We also have developed, in partnership with Vanderbilt University, a tool to assess how the partnership has grown and strengthened post-charrette process. A little bit of more information about how we do that measurement. We developed this multidimensional assessment of partnerships. Again, it was designed to measure the growth and the changes in the partnership after the consulting process. And we developed it with Vanderbilt, as I mentioned. It measures a number of things, including what the partnership has already done together, if the community or academic members have been more apart or taking the lead on things. We also developed 9 different scales to go with the assessment. 8 of them were drawn from 2 different conceptual models by Israel and Wallerstein. But we also added a ninth scale that our community experts, after reviewing the tool, decided we really needed to add, and that was around compromise and flexibility within a partnership. Just a little more detailed information on what we collect. So these initial numbers are from the first map that we put together, which was 18 pages long. Wow, that was long. We, as you can imagine, had some challenges getting folks to fill it out once, not to mention twice. So we did some psychometrics in collaboration and actually reduced it from 18 pages down to 10. Still fairly lengthy, but it provides some good information to our partnerships. So we've been using that. Just one example, we ask questions. People rate 1, they strongly agree, 2, 4, they strongly disagree. Questions like, members of the partnership share the same vision and goals for the partnership. And we administer it before the charrette, and it begins 3 to 6 months after, depending on how long it takes us to get their report back and have a follow-up conference call to answer any questions about their recommendations. So now I'm going to tell you a little bit of information about two different partnerships that we conducted charrettes with, the questions they brought to the charrettes, the recommendations that we gave them, how they used the map, the assessment tool, and what changes they made to their partnerships. The first is actually was our Prevention Research Center's core project, Seeds of Hope. They are a longstanding partnership that has worked with our PRC, looking at addressing obesity prevention in women and also looking at economic empowerment. Fairly well-established partnership, but they had some issues that they wanted to address, and so we brought them to a charrette to work with us. And they developed the questions that they wanted to have addressed in a collaborative process. They brainstormed and they did dot voting to decide. And these are the questions that they came up with. One was, how can planning for grants and projects be more community friendly? And the other was, how can the power structure between UNC and the community be more equitable? They also added another one during the course of the day of the charrette that was, how can the voice of the community be encouraged and heard? And this is a photo of some of the folks in the partnership. We had 17 of them in attendance. So this is just some information from the baseline assessment that we did, showing, and if you remember, people who, the closer to one, the more in agreement they are that their partnership has trust, is flexible, reflects, has shared values. So these scores were fairly low. Since we're looking from 1 to 4. The highlighted ones, this is a slide from the actual partnership. The highlighted ones, I think, are things they really were interested in working on. But it gave them an idea, a baseline of where they were for their partnership. So in the course of the discussion from the charrette, these were some of the recommendations that came out. One was to revise their bylaws to establish specific decision-making committees that were relevant to the partnership, committees around budgeting, grant planning, et cetera, and also to establish a way that academic members could have a vote. Prior to this, academic members did not get a vote in decision-making processes within this partnership. So based on both some of the results from the map and from those recommendations from the charrette, these are some things that the partnership changed. They did, in fact, revise their bylaws. They created a new position, a fiscal officer, and made sure that the community had a role in the budgeting process. They also revised their orientation handbook, and they invited members to join all of the subcommittees. They also hosted open houses to make sure they recruited new folks onto the partnership and into the committees. And they granted the UNC partners voting rights for their decision-making process. And they've adopted using that map assessment yearly to look at the progress of their partnership. So they've actually now administered the map three times for their partnership. And you can see that there's been improvement. So it goes from the first year across. The lighter purple is the most recent. And you can see that that's getting closer to one. So getting stronger in their partnership. They've been able to address a lot of those domains of community partnership, community academic partnerships. So it's been exciting to see that they're doing that. So in addition to working throughout North Carolina, we were able to get a grant to take our project out into nationwide. In fact, we are in Chicago with Jen and her team. Also in Arkansas, Iowa, and Virginia. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about the work that we did with Engaging Richmond in Richmond, Virginia, the charrette process we did with them. Just a little bit of background on Engaging Richmond. They're working on exploring social determinants of health using mixed methods. It's a community university partnership working with members of Richmond's East End. And they did have funding to work on their partnership. These are the questions that they brought to our charrette. They included, what are some strategies and mechanisms to provide structure to their partnership? They are fairly new as compared to the HOPE projects that I talked about earlier. What are the processes and necessary tools for developing strong and sustainable partnerships? And how do we develop a plan to work with researchers and community partners to address community-identified priorities? So, in the course of our charrette, we developed some recommendations for them, and these are we had quite a number of recommendations. These were just for question two that they had around what are the processes and necessary tools for developing and sustaining a partnership. We talked with them about formalizing bylaws, clarifying roles of members within those bylaws, making sure that they had a mechanism for voting, and also considering implementing a full value contract to lay out what the values are among the community and academic partners. So this partnership also made some changes based on our recommendations from the charrette. They worked on what their key messages should be. They developed a mission statement. They developed a full value contract as well. They also worked on publication and dissemination guidelines for their work and developed a memorandum of understanding that they would implement between their community and academic partners. There were some struggles. The community, this partnership could talk much better about this photo than myself, but they had some struggles developing those partnerships, particularly trying to get all members to be involved. It's not the most fun thing to develop these policies and procedures for how the partnership should be developed, but they were all engaged at different levels. Everybody reviewed the final product and made comments. Some people, like this gentleman, struggled through the whole thing, but they ultimately came with bylaws that everybody could sign off on. So, just a little bit of information. We've done the MAP assessment with them twice. So they were actually fairly high in terms of how they rated their partnership. We've seen some improvement. Some things have not improved, but they continue to work together. So we hope to see more improvement and continue to work with this team. We've been up there a couple more times now. So, just a little bit more information about them. And then just some things that we've heard as we've sort of more qualitative information as we've been providing these charrettes. It's really given folks a chance to look inside their partnership and get some fresh perspective. And people said things like, I realize everyone is an asset, even outside of this project. Another said, CBPR charrette, one of the most helpful programs I've experienced. Nice things for us to hear. And then things like, what do we want to accomplish? What are the assets? What makes us different from other research groups? We need guidelines and standards on how we conduct ourselves. We heard that after we did our charrette. And then also, it's helpful to hear outside observations to generate new ideas or fresh perspectives on the issues our partnership is struggling with. So that's just a snapshot. We continue to work on this. We'd be interested in talking to anybody if they want to have a charrette. And I'm happy to take any questions.